from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inspects Lombok earthquake handling. Asian Games gives positive impacts for Indonesian economy. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana, is on a working visit to its Lombok district in West Nusa Tenggara province to inspect the headlining of the impact of Sunday morning's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that rattled the islands of Lombok and Sumbawa. Boarding a military Super Puma helicopter, the president and his entourage left Sultan Muhammad Kaharudin Airport in Sumbawa District for East Lombok at 7 a.m. Central Indonesia Standard Time on Monday, before leaving for the evacuation site at Madayin Square in Sambelia Sub-District. National Disaster Mitigation Board BNPB Chief Willem Rampangile explained to the president about the earthquake emergency response. West Nusa Tenggara Provincial Disaster Mitigation Board Chief Muhammad Rum remarked earlier that at least 16 people were killed in the earthquake. The death toll included 9 in East Lombok District, 4 in North Lombok District, a Malaysian tourist, and a climber from South Sulawesi Province, Chief of the BPBD Muhammad Rum said in Jakarta on Sunday night. The 30-year-old Malaysian tourist, identified as Siti Nur Ismawida, was found dead after the wall of the house where she stayed fell on her. The quake hit Lombok and Sumbawa Island on Sunday at 6:47 a.m. local time, but did not have the potential to trigger tsunami. As the host of Asian Games 2018 that will be held in Jakarta and Palembang from August 18th until September 2nd, 2018, Indonesia is ready to give the best performance for the competition and ensure that the competed 40 sport categories will carry out successfully. Around 45 countries will send more than 11,000 athletes and 5,000 officials to represent their countries in the biggest sport event in Asia. Indonesian Minister of National Development Planning, Head of National Development Planning during the 6th National Development Planning during the 9th Merdeka Forum held in Jakarta on Sunday said that the anonymous organization of Asian Games 2018 will contribute positive impacts for Indonesian economy, particularly in Jakarta and South Sumatra. The positive impacts include creating job opportunities and increasing citizens' income.
Kegiatan ekonomi itu akan menciptakan lapangan kerja.
The economic activities will create job opportunities, revive economic growth, and increase citizens' income. The expansion of job opportunities will be supported by the establishment of some infrastructures, for example, the construction of LRT, the renovation of Jakabaring, and the additional construction of bowling hall. The construction of LRT and bowling hall as well as the renovation of Jakabaring will absorb many workers. The establishment of these projects will also influence economic growth. The economy of Jakarta has developed due to the contribution of Vice Governor Sandiaga Uno. The construction of LRT in Pulau Mas and Rawamangun will expand the economy of Jakarta. In addition, it will improve the income of citizens. Furthermore, Asian Games 2018 can give additional output for Jakarta economy in the 2015-2019 period, around 50.5 trillion rupiah. The additional output is obtained from various sources such as construction activities, pre-provision of facilities, operational activities, and visits from both domestic and foreign tourists. Asian Games is also estimated to boost the real regional gross domestic product of Jakarta for 14 trillion rupiah during the 2015-2019 period. Meanwhile, for the economic growth of South Sumatra, Asian Games is expected to raise the real regional gross domestic product of South Sumatra for 4.2 trillion rupiah. Asian Games 2018 also potentially increased the economy of South Sumatra. The economic growth is acquired from various sources such as construction activities, preparation of facilities, operational activities, as well as visits from both domestic and foreign tourists. Jakarta City Government gave special attention to the management of two Asian Games 2018 venues located in the region, namely Velodrome or Cycling Track Arena and Equestrian or Horse Riding. The city government worried that the two international venues which have just been built would be neglected if their constructions are not well maintained after the sport event finished. Vice Governor of Jakarta Sandiaga Uno, on his written statement in Jakarta, said that the Jakarta government could not thoroughly manage both Velodrome and Equestrian because the two venues require extra maintenance than the other sport venues. Vice Governor Sandiaga Uno moreover added, besides Velodrome and Equestrian, the Jakarta government will attempt to improve the involvement of private sectors in managing other venues in the region such as the BMX bike, baseball, and jet ski. Furthermore, Sandiaga Uno explained that the involvement of private sectors in managing Asian Games venue will impact investments and economy after the Asian Games. According to him, the involvement of private sectors will contribute to the development of economy of citizens surrounding the region of the venues. Through the economic impact, it is expected to boost not only the economic growth itself, but also will create 5,000 to 10,000 job opportunities in Jakarta. Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita has met with United States Trade Representative USTR to discuss the expansion of trade between the two countries. Minister Enggar Tias To, on a working visit to the United States, met with Robert Lighthizer in Washington, D.C., seeking to remove barriers hampering expansion of the bilateral trader. The USTR welcomed the initiative of the Indonesian government to expand cooperation between the two democracies, Enggar Tias To said in a statement received by Antara News Agency on Sunday that cooperation between Indonesia and the United States is expected to increase the trade value. The minister said Indonesia would increase export of Indonesian commodities needed in the United States and, on the other hand, import industrial basic materials and capital goods from the United States not yet produced in Indonesia. Amid global economic uncertainties, according to Enggar Tias To, Indonesia has to be proactive in utilizing any opportunity. The minister told Lighthizer Indonesian concern about issues of trade barriers hampering attempts to expand bilateral trade between the two countries. Indonesia's Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked everyone, especially the people of Jakarta, to be a good host for the 17,000 athletes that will partake in the upcoming 2018 Asian Games. Numerous sporting events will be held in Jakarta and Palembang. Yusuf Kalla in a morning exercise held at the National Monument Monas in Jakarta on Sunday that said that Jakarta must be a good host nation, the one that is friendly, helpful and also a great supporter for the Indonesian team that will participate. The Vice President stated his proudness if Indonesia and its athletes can be a great host and can gain healthy achievement. He also urged the public to maintain a healthy lifestyle by routinely conducting morning exercises. As per July 29, 2018, Asian Games will start in just 20 days. Indonesia is eyeing on ranking within the top 10 with at least 16 gold medals, which is more than 2014 Asian Games when Indonesia finished 17th with 4 gold medals, 5 silver medals and 11 bronze medals. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani attended Indonesia Festival in Hibiya Park, Tokyo, held to mark and celebrate the 60th anniversary of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relations. She sat on the sidelines of the festival, according to a press release from her office received by Antara News Agency on Sunday, that Japan and Indonesia have become strategic partners in various fields, not only in economy and politics, but also in social and cultural areas. She said friendship between Indonesia and Japan continued to increase and turn into friendship between communities. So far, there have been various partnership programs carried out by the two countries, such as in the health sector, through placement of Indonesian nurses in Japan, that has continued to increase since 2008. She said, in the education sector, the two countries have cooperated under Science and Technology Research Partnership for Sustainable Development and in culture in the form of exchange program through film festival, student exchange and others. She expressed appreciation for Japan's support to the Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta and Palembang. She also hopes the 60th anniversary commemoration of the diplomatic relations would be a strategic momentum for the two countries to increase cooperation and common progress. Ahead of the IMF World Bank annual meeting, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan on Sunday visited Alas Purwo National Park in Banyuwangi. His visit was to review development of infrastructure development of the area. Luhut was accompanied by Banyuwangi Regent Abdullah Azwar Anas. The area has been designated as a World Biosphere Reserve by UNESCO. It encompasses the Savannah Sadengan as well as the Plengkung Beach. Minister Luhut said that he wants to see firsthand the progress of infrastructure development in Alas Purwo, Plengkung Beach, as they are two of the tourist destinations that will be offered at the International Monetary Fund World Bank Group annual meeting of 2018 in Bali in October. Luhut said Alas Purwo has large potentials to be developed. The government will increase the budget to build infrastructure facilities in destinations favored by foreign tourists. Minister Luhut said Alas Purwo can be developed into a world-class destination. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inspects Lombok earthquake handling. Asian Games gives positive impacts for Indonesian economy. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi. telah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema, maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa, jadi yang terbaik.
Is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular programmed commentary. The title of today's commentary is Trafficking in Person Must Come to an End. Today, July 30, 2018 is commemorated as the Day of Trafficking in Persons. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNOC, says that every year millions of children, women, and men are victims of human trafficking. They are entranced by false premises and deceived. Human trafficking has become a global business with multi-billion dollar affecting almost every country in the world. Over the last 5 years, human trafficking has brought about negative impact in many countries, including in Indonesia. It is a question of not only criminality but also the most basic violations of human rights, such as the right to freedom, the right to gain a decent life and prosperity, the right of human beings as a dignified humans. Trafficking in human beings is a very serious and severe form of human rights violation, and usually occurs in conjunction with other forms of human rights violations such as slavery, smuggling, and human exploitation. Data from UNOT Global Report on Trafficking in Person 2014 states that human trafficking crimes occur almost in every country around the world. There are 152 countries that experience it regardless of their socioeconomic status, history, and structure of the country. The perpetrators of this crime had created an international market for trading human beings. This crime is done because it brings huge profits. In addition, the high demand for commercial and labor sex with low prices makes the business of human trafficking more and more growing. While data from Charitas Indonesia globally between 2005 and 2014, there were 2.5 million victims of human trafficking. 1.4 million or 56% of whom were in Asian region. Most victims are aged between 18 to 24 years. Each year approximately 1.2 million children become victims of trafficking in different regions of the world. Many causes trigger the rise of human trafficking cases. Most are due to economic demands. For the interest of money, many people are willing to violate the norm or against a state law. In addition, the number of employment that is not comparable with the human population sometimes triggers the occurrence of this case. Human trafficking should be a common concern of all aspects of society, not only national but also regional and global. To suppress these crimes, international world must jointly cooperate to cope with human trafficking cases in a bid to especially break the chain of human trafficking among the countries. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start from an event on July 30, 1920, when the World Fest Jamboree was implemented. The World Fest Scout Jamboree held a meeting in 1920 in Olympia, London, England, from July 30, August until 8. Around 8 Scouts from 34 countries attended the meeting. One of the activities was that the participants recognized Baden Powell as founder of the Scout and also recognized Baden Powell as the leader of the World Scout. The next event is that in 1930, the first final of FIFA World Cup was held. FIFA World Cup 1930 was the first FIFA World Cup, the world championship for national male football team. The championship was held in Uruguay from July 13 until 30, 1930. The team consisted of 13, on which 7 of them were from South America, 4 from Europe and 2 from North America. They participated in the tournament. Argentina, Uruguay, the United States of America and Yugoslavia were able to move to semi-final. In the final, the host Uruguay defeated Argentina 4-2 and became the first country which won the World Cup. And the last event is that in 1980, Vanuatu obtained its independence. Republic of Vanuatu is an archipelagic country in the southern part of the Pacific Ocean. It is located at the east of Australia, northeast of New Caledonia, in the west of Fiji, and in the south of Solomon Islands. In the past, the country was named New Hebrides during the colonial era. Vanuatu consists of 83 islands. In 1880s, France and England claimed parts of Vanuatu. An independence movement appeared in 1970s, and Republic of Vanuatu was established in 1980. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well listener, our topic today, Minister of Transportation and JICA signed cooperation. Indonesia Minister of Transportation and Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, in Jakarta on Friday signed a contract for the construction of Patimban Port for Package 1 in the form of construction of container terminals and four-wheel vehicles worth 6 trillion rupiah for a total 8.9 trillion rupiah. The development Patimban Harbour in Subang Regency, West Java Province into National Strategy Project will begin in the near future. In his opening remarks at the signing ceremony of the Port of Patimban, or Package 1 project in Jakarta, Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi said that the Patimpan Port project signifies the close relationship between Indonesia and Japan, which this year celebrates the 60th anniversary. He also said that the Package 1 project is the largest of all packages at Patimpan Port's development project. He believes that the first phase work of the Package 1 is completed in less than 12 months, so that motor vehicle and roll and roll terminal can be operated in early 2019. Minister Budi also hoped that the Patimpan Port will ease the distribution of goods to Jakarta as well as create new fast mobility in logistic connectivity from home and abroad.
Pelabuhan Patimpan merupakan salah satu proyek strategis nasional.
Patimpan Port is one of the national strategy projects according to Presidential Regulation Number 47. It is a strategy project in Subang, West Java. And we note that this project is a project with Official Development Assistance or ODA loan from Japan and signifies a close relationship between Indonesia and Japan, marking 60 years of relation between Indonesia and Japan. On the occasion, the Japanese Economic Council for Indonesia, Mari Takara, said that his side is committed to cooperating with the development of Patimpan Port, because this will also help the Japanese economy, considering the location of the port is very close to the manufacturing area of Japanese companies in Indonesia. Many Japanese companies set up manufacturing plants in Cikarang, Krawang, and Purwakarta in West Java, whose distance from the port of Patimpan is fewer than 150 kilometers. Mari Takada pointed out that Patimpan Port has the advantage of being able to overcome the traffic congestion that has occurred along the distribution channel to Tanjung Priok Port in North Jakarta. He also stated that Japan fully supports the port of development project by considering future investment prospects. Mari further explained that the cooperation between Indonesia and Japan in the Patimpan Port is not just a matter of financing. Both countries agreed that this cooperation could boost the economies of both countries. He added that beside cooperation in the project development, Japan and Indonesia agreed to jointly operate this port. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, welcome to News and Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana, is on a working visit to East Lombok District in West Nusa Tenggara Province to inspect the headlining of the impact of Sunday morning's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that rattled the islands of Lombok and Sumbawa. As the host of Asian Games 2018 that will be held in Jakarta and Palembang from August 18 until September 2, 2018, Indonesia is ready to give the best performance for the competition and ensure that the competed 40 sport categories will carry out successfully. Jakarta City Government gave special attention to the management of two Asian Games 2018 venues located in the region, namely Velodrome or Cycling Track Arena and Equestrian or Horse Riding. The city government worried that the two international venues which have just been built would be neglected if their constructions are not well maintained after the sport event finished. Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita has met with the United States Trade Representative to discuss expansion of trade between the two countries. Indonesia's Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked everyone, especially the people of Jakarta, to be a good host for the 17,000 athletes that will partake in the upcoming 2018 Asian Games. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani attended Indonesia Festival in Hibiya Park, Tokyo, held to mark and celebrate the 60th anniversary of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relations. Ahead of the IMF World Bank annual meeting, Coordinating Minister of For Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, on Sunday visited Alas Purwo National Park in Banyuwangi. His visit was to review development of infrastructure development of the area. Luhut said that he wants to see firsthand the progress of infrastructure development in Alas Purwo, Plengkung Beach, as they are two of the tourist destinations that will be offered at the International Monetary Fund World Bank Group annual meeting of 2018 in Bali in October. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Indonesia is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, we will present you information about Batu Angus tourism in Maluku. So stay tuned. Listeners, eruption of a mountain does not always bring about sorrow or other terrible aftermath. Take for example, the remaining flow of lava resulted from the volcanic activity of Mount Gamalama in Ternate, North Maluku, has currently become a natural ornament which is known as Batu Angus. Batu Angus is one of the most favorite tourist attractions located in Tarau, North Ternate District, Ternate City, Maluku. Listeners, Batu Angus tourism is also known as the Black Gemstone of Ternate. It is called as the Black Gemstone of Ternate because Batu Angus is a sprawl of black stones resembling to carved stones. These sprawling stones stretch from Mount Gamalama to the beach. Batu Angus is the remaining of lava resulted from the eruption of Mount Gamalama in the 17th century, and the lava that changed into the stones looks like carved stones. The name of Batu Angus was derived from the thick black color of the stones. At a glance, there may not be something special from these stones, but as you take a closer look at the stones thoroughly, you will realize another beauty from the flock of stones. Listeners, there is also historical site in the Batu Angus tourism object. The site is the location of that Japanese soldiers whose parachute could not be opened normally when he skydived from the plane during the war in 1945. In addition, several historical fortresses from the colonial period stand strongly in this tourism object, including fortresses of Orange, Toloko, Kalamela, and Castella. Lake Toleri, that also becomes a favorite tourism destination in Ternate, adds the remarkable panorama of Batu Angus. Listeners, the tourism object that is located in the axis of Outer Ring Road can be accessed by public transportation with the price 3,000 rupiah or taxi with the price 50,000 rupiah per hour. But if you use your personal motor vehicle, you can need to pay for the ticket worth 20,000 rupiah by car and 5,000 rupiah by motorcycle. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder with the topic Batu Angus tourism in Maluku. We will see you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is baju-baju murah, or in English, cheap clothes. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about baju-baju murah, or in English, cheap clothes. Tony and Enda are walking in Malioboro Street.
Di sini banyak sekali toko ya.
Iya, toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama.
Oh, hampir semua toko menjual batik ya.
Iya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, baju-baju murah, or in English, cheap clothes. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Di sini banyak sekali toko. Di sini banyak sekali toko. In English, there are so many shops. Toko. Toko. In English, shop or store. Toko toko, toko toko. In English, shops or stores. Toko toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama. Toko toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama. In English, Shops in this area have been existing since long time. Hampir semua toko menjual batik. Hampir semua toko menjual batik. In English, almost all the shops selling batik. In the dialogue, you listen to the sentence, toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama. Toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama. In English, the shops in this area have been existing since long time. In Indonesian language, noun will be repeated to show plural. The word toko, or in English, store or shop, shows singular, while toko-toko in English, stores or shops, shows plural. The word toko-toko also means all of stores or all of shops. For example, baju-baju ini murah. Baju-baju ini murah. In English, the clothes are cheap. Saya membeli buku-buku ini di Jakarta. Saya membeli buku-buku ini di Jakarta. In English, I buy these books in Jakarta. Tolong bawa pensil-pensil itu ke sini. Tolong bawa pensil-pensil itu ke sini. In English, please take the pencils to me. Another way to form plural is to add the word number. Semua. In English, all or every. Banyak. In English, many. Beberapa. In English, some. Dua. Two. Lima. Five. Sepuluh. Ten. For example, saya menjual 5 komputer hari ini. Saya menjual 5 komputer hari ini. In English, I have sold 5 computers today. Ada banyak orang yang berbelanja di toko itu. Ada banyak orang yang berbelanja di toko itu. In English, there are many people shopping at the store. From the examples, if you use the word number to indicate plural, the reduplication word is not used. For example, saya menjual 5 komputer-komputer. Sentence is wrong. The correct one is saya menjual 5 komputer-komputer. The sentence is wrong. The correct one is saya menjual 5 komputer. Tolong bawa semua pensil-pensil itu ke sini. It's wrong. It should be semua pensil. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Di sini banyak sekali toko ya.
Iya, toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama.
Oh, hampir semua toko menjual batik ya.
Iya.
After listening the conversation about baju-baju murah, in English, cheap clothes, we'll give you an exercise which of course related to the words that you've learned before. For example, nama saya Andi. Saya seorang wartawan. Saya bekerja di Surat Kabar Sinar Pagi. Saya bekerja dari Senin sampai Jumat mulai pukul 8 pagi sampai pukul 4 sore. Jam istirahat saya mulai pukul 12 sampai dengan pukul 1 siang. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Thank you.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Kroncong songs presented by some talented Indonesian songs. To initiate our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the first song entitled Pahlawan Merdeka by Hairizal Haidir.
Bye.
Just listen to the song entitled Pahlawan Merdeka by Hairizal Haidir. The song that was composed by Panji Kamal tells about a hero that struggles for the independence of Indonesia until he should sacrifice his life for the independence of his nation and homeland. The song is an appreciation dedicated for the sacrifices presented by our national heroes who were willing to give their lives for the victory of Indonesia. Despite they were defeated, their names will always be engraved as the knights of this country. They were the warriors of the nation spreading from various regions in Indonesia. The song was emotionally brought by Hairizal Haidir with powerful vocal character. Although mostly the content of the song talks about the struggle of achieving independence, the song can invoke our nationalism when you listen to it. There was a glance of the song Pahlawan Merdeka by Hairizal Haidir. Listener, let's listen to the next keroncong song entitled Pulau Jawa, brought by Keksi Mulyani.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.